Hello, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. The high school track and field season wrapped up for another year on Saturday at the state track and field meet at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. With the coverage area results from the third and final day, here's Carl Worldridge.
With the sprint medley, North Lynn finished 8th in 154.71 with Skylar Benish, Jaden Benish, Kylie Shoup, and Mackenzie Bridgewater. Western Dubuque, sprint medley relay team winning a state title in 145.58. Ava Rambler, Stammy Recker, Bryn Walters, and Audrey Bierman. In the 1A boys sprint medley, North Lynn finished 6th in 136.74. Austin Hilmer, Brady Clensworth, Lance Miller, and Cade Hoggenberry. And also in that same race, Maquoketa Valley finished 8th in 136.97 with Preston Rowling, Lance McShane, Michael Shaw, and Cy Huber. In Class 2A, Cascade finished 5th in 136.24 with Luca Rickles, Will Hosh, Jack Menster, and Cole Miller. Shuttle hurdle relay team from Cascade won the state title in 107.37 with Elizabeth Gibbs, Kate Green, Brianna Kappas, and Devin Simon. Eli Nauman of Western Dubuque finished 4th in the 800-meter run in Class 3 in 155.40. 100-meter dash champion was Audrey Bierman of Western Dubuque in Class 3A. She ran a 12.20. Teammate Bryn Walter finished 7th in 12.51. In Class 2A, Devin Simon of Cascade finished 4th in 15.55. Audrey Bierman struck one more time, picked up one more gold medal as she won the 200-meter dash in 24.42. In the 1600-meter run, Eli Nauman of Western Dubuque finished 4th in Class 3A in 4.22.47. In the 1500 meters, it was Megan Wheatley of North Lynn finishing 7th in 4.55.72 in Class 1A. 4x100-meter relay, Western Dubuque girls finished 8th in 50.27 with Ava Rambler, Sammy Recker, Erica Ernzen, and Bryn Walters. In the 4x4s, it was Maquoketa Valley finishing 7th in 4.13.26 in Class 1A with Sage Hunt, Kylie Chestnut, McKenna Thompson, and Amaya Hunt. In Class 2A, Cascade finished 3rd in 405.61 with Molly Rowling, Elizabeth Gibbs, Grace Romberg, and Devin Simon. On the boys' side, in Class 1A, Maquoketa Valley finished 4th in 329.36 with Cy Huber, Lance McShane, Nolan Rice, and Michael Shaw. In Class 2A, Cascade finished 6th in 329.16, running Isaac Nava, Luca Rickles, Davis Trum, and Cole Miller. And in Class 3A, Western Dubuque finished 7th in 332.05. That was good for 7th with Nathan Williams, Timmy Horsfall, Caleb Klein, and Dylan Schroeder. Here are the final team scores. 2A girls team scores. Mid Prairie of Wellman is your state champion with 65 points. Van Meter second with 55. KPWC is third with 48. Fourth is Denver with 42. Fifth is Cascade with 33 points. In Class 3A girls, Solon is your state champions with 84 points. Second is ADM with 66. Third is Western Dubuque with 51. Fourth, Dubuque Wallart with 50. Fifth is Carlisle with 46.
Again, that was the final wrap from Saturday late afternoon. Thanks again to Carl Wolderidge and Zarin Eggestahl from our sister station, KIOW in Forest City, with their tremendous state track and field coverage from last week. You can check out all of those coverage area video interviews on our website at KMCH.com. The Boys Golf State Tournament will be taking place today and tomorrow in Class 1A. East Buchanan making it as a team. Golfing for the Buccaneers, Sam Cook, Owen Reck, Keaton Kelly, Aiden Cook, Hayden Nelson, and Ben Hessner. Golfing individually from EDCO, senior Jack Wiskus. All that action will take place starting at 10:30 this morning at the Class 1A State Tournament hosted by the Ames Golf and Country Club. In Class 2A, Beckman is there as a team, as that'll be held at the Coldwater Golf Links in Ames. Competing for the Blazers, Ty Roush, Thomas Thier, Brady Bockenstedt, Noah Bogie, Luke Harwick, and Nate Offerman. The first swings there will also start at 10:30. Girls State Golf will be held this Thursday and Friday. Of course, the West Delaware Hawks will be competing Class 3A State Tournament at the Adel Golf Course. Tickets for the 2022 Girls State Golf Meet being sold only online through the Varsity Bound website. The link can also be found on the IGHSAU homepage by clicking on the Golf Tournament Central link. Tickets are $10. There will be no cash sales at any of the state golf venues. Boys soccer postseason play resumes tonight with second round contests in Class 1A. Beckman will entertain Vinton Shelsburg in Dyersville, starting with the first kick at 6:30. The Independence Mustangs head down to Spartan Stadium in Solon to take on the host Spartans. That'll also start at 6:30 in that Class 2A second round contest. The opening night of high school softball around the state. Several of our coverage area teams will be in action, including the West Delaware Hawks making the debut of new head coach Ashley Himes on Sill Field. The Hawks will entertain the Mustangs of Independence. First pitch for game one at 5:30. Bill Logan will have all the coverage for you here from KMCH Sports on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. I'll be at the Beckman Sports Complex tonight overlooking Stratton Field as the West Delaware baseball team will entertain the Mustangs of Independence. Mike Putz will join me for all of that action live on KMCH.com via our KMCH Sports video stream. Game one at the Beckman Complex will start at 5 o'clock. Major League Baseball from yesterday, interleague play. Cincinnati beat Toronto 3-2 in the AL as Detroit over Cleveland 4-2. Boston passed Seattle. Houston a winner over Texas. Elsewhere, Minnesota, Baltimore, the White Sox twice over the Yankees, and the LA Angels all victorious. In the National League, the Cubbies beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. It was the Cardinals pounding Pittsburgh 18-4. Miami a winner, as was Philadelphia, Washington, the New York Mets, and San Diego. In the NBA, Golden State goes up 3-0 over Dallas in that series with a 109-100 win. In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay 5, Florida 1, Rangers beat Carolina 3-1, and Calgary falls to Edmonton 4-1. Yeah, that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.